Today, what's driving the industry to turn off data tracking? Twitter becomes more of a commerce platform and announces a solution for the 80-tweet threads. Shopify unveils 100 new updates and advice on making your ads more inclusive. It's Wednesday, June 22nd. I'm Steph Gunn filling in for Todd Maffin. Here is what you missed today in digital marketing. The Network Advertising Initiative announced new tracking standards today. The initiative is an industry trade group that develops self-regulatory measures for digital advertising. Those standards will restrict the use, sale, or transfer of location data from sensitive places, such as places tied to religious worship, sensitive healthcare services, military bases, LGBTQ+ identity, spaces occupied by children under 16, and more. The new rules even place limits on using or selling precise location information for law enforcement, national security, or bounty hunting purposes, except in accordance with a valid legal obligation. Several data companies have committed to these voluntary standards, including Cubic, Foursquare, and Precisely Place IQ. As you're probably aware, many data companies and brands track people, especially in locations without federal regulation, like Planned Parenthood. About a month ago, we reported a disturbing story about a data broker that was selling location data for people who visit abortion clinics. Membership in the Institute is voluntary, and participating companies will not be permitted to create audiences or profile devices of those special locations. Twitter is making more moves to turn its platform into a social commerce engine. The company announced a new partnership with Shopify today, which allows Shopify US merchants to sell where they tweet. Starting today, Shopify merchants can add their store to their Twitter page. Twitter has developed a new sales channel app, which is now available in Shopify's App Store, which lets merchants connect their profiles to Twitter's shopping manager, where they can access product catalog tools and other features. Once merchants set the app up, they can onboard products to Twitter Shopping Manager, automatically sync their inventory, and feature their products on their Twitter profile. After the inventory is synced, merchants can also use Twitter Shops and Shop Spotlight features to promote their products on the platform. This does not, however, give Twitter transactional powers. The actual purchases will still take place on the merchant's own website. The new partnership with Twitter for social commerce isn't the only feature Shopify has been working on. The company unveiled more than 100 updates today as part of the launch of Shopify Editions, which they say they'll release twice a year. Some of the most notable developments include B2B on Shopify. With this, the most essential wholesale features will be built right into the Shopify admin. Also, token-gated commerce. This will let customers connect their crypto wallets to your store and unlock personalized benefits with their NFTs. Also, Shopify Point of Sale. This lets merchants accept payments right from their smartphones. And finally, Shopify Functions. The company explains that by using Functions, developers can extend or replace Shopify's native server-side business logic to meet each merchant's specific business needs. This will allow developers to build apps that customize discounts, shipping, and payment settings, and then configure them in the Shopify admin. Still no edit button, but brands will soon be able to write public apologies with more than 280 characters. Twitter announced today that it is testing a way to write longer on the platform with a new feature called Twitter Notes. With Notes, brands and social marketers will be able to create articles with rich formatting and upload media by using its new composer tool called Twitter Write. This might be one way to replace the trend of people typing out a message in, say, Apple Notes, screenshotting it, then tweeting the image of that screenshot. We've seen this done with things like public apologies or longer explanations. One big limitation, it is not currently possible to react or reply to a note from an article after selecting a note card. Twitter said it is currently testing the long-form content feature with select users while building it, and it plans to gradually expand it. Microsoft announced today that it will be adding cashback promotions to its advertising platform. Now, when a user clicks on an ad served with a cashback promotion, they will have 24 hours after the click to complete their purchase in order to get the bonus discount. Microsoft will manage the transactions, and users will be able to redeem them through a dashboard. And like everything these days, this may get auto-applied to your ad campaigns. Microsoft says promotions will be served to eligible campaigns if its AI determines that it will improve conversions. No indication from Microsoft about what criteria the AI will use to determine where promotions will be served. Microsoft says the cost per click charge you'll get on your campaigns with that enabled will increase nominally to accommodate the cost of optimizing the program.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Queer brands and businesses have a new option to make it easier for customers to find them. Today, Google announced it is extending its attribute called LGBTQ plus owned, extending it to search and maps for businesses in the US. The label can be added to your verified Google business profile. Once set up, identifies as LGBTQ plus owned will appear on store listings with the flag and will show up through the maps interface as well as when you search for LGBTQ owned businesses. To be clear, this label has been an option in business profiles for some time. This change adds it to search as something you can restrict your searches to and increased visibility in maps. Google yesterday expanded its all-in-inclusive marketing toolkit to include more insights on accessible marketing. The tech giant's resource for marketers provides a range of tips and notes on how to maximize inclusion in your marketing approach across various categories, including disability diversity, assistive technology, marketing to LGBTQ plus people, web accessibility, and more. The categories each cover key accessibility considerations, which have been developed in conjunction with inclusion experts and industry leaders. You can check out Google's inclusive marketing resource by heading to all-in.withgoogle.com. If you're looking for new career ideas, chief marketing officers in the B2B tech sector make about $240,000 to $350,000 in cash compensation per year, according to recent research. The report found that CMOs receive a base annual salary of between $200,000 and $250,000 and an average bonus of between 20% and 30% of their base salary. The study also found that gender does not make a difference in how much CMOs are paid. Both men and women reported the same average base salaries, annual bonuses, and equity distributions. Data has been provided by Sixth Sense's survey of over 330 B2B CMOs. My poor neighbor currently has a squirrel in her house, and I think it actually might be my fault. You know, I didn't let it in there or anything, but we did recently clean out our shed, which had over a dozen squirrel nests inside of it. It was basically being used as a squirrel condo. So I think that they went straight out of the shed and right into her house. So she does have a cage set up and she has some bait. She also has a cat, so hopefully it doesn't get too comfy in there. Although I do follow a couple squirrels on TikTok, and they do make pretty cute pets. It's a good thing it didn't happen in our house because I'd probably end up giving it its own room and feeding it. Don't forget to join our Slack community. It's full of great marketing content, not squirrel content. There's over 900 digital marketers just like you in our community. People use it to ask questions and get advice on campaigns. People use it to get or post jobs, all sorts of great stuff. It's free to join. You just have to tap the link in the show notes, or you can go to todayindigital.com/Slack. Thanks for listening, and Todd will be back tomorrow.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.